Thank you for calling Archstone Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yes, John Podmerski.
Hey, John. How can I help you today?
I've been getting, first of all, last early summer, your guy from Kingston had a table set up and in Saugerties, and he was handing out information and talking to people about Archstop. And I signed up to be notified when it was available, and he told me it would be expected to be available in September in my area of Saugerties. And I've been getting a lot of contact to sign up with an offer, even emails, because I did provide that to him at the time. And I just put my address into the thing to sign up for Archstop, and it says, we're not in your area. And I'm wondering if there's a mistake and my address is not registering properly, or could you check into it for me?
Yeah, let me definitely check on that for you. What is your address?
It is 23 Shady, Shady, Glen, 12477.
One moment, please.
Did you get the rest of my address? You didn't ask me for it.
23 Shady Glen Road in Saugerties.
You had it all the time, didn't you?
All right. So the in-service date for your location is February 1st, 2025, so we can sign you up for service. So that once we do reach that date, we could give you a call just to set up a date and time for installation.
So that would be what, February?
Yes, in February.
Okay. Do you know if that's going to be available further up Manorville Road? I'm a little private road off of Manorville, and a friend that I was out to dinner with last night is really dying to get it, and he's about 3 miles up the up Manorville Road from me.
I would have to check on the address itself just to see if service is available.
He would be around 600. He would be around 600 Manorville Road.
Same in Saugerties.
That's correct.
I'm not seeing 600 Manorville.
How about trying another number along there?
Let me try. Go ahead.
About 560 or something. I know they're all up in that neighborhood. He's off the road, and he has to run a line up from Manorville Road, which he would be responsible for. He understands.
Let me check Manorville. Just give me a second. And that's Manorville.
Correct.
Okay, so for Manorville Road in Saugerties, services, it's already available in that area.
Huh.
Yeah, so they can sign up for the service. Some part of Manorville, they can sign up for service. Then you have some parts of Manorville that is set for February 1st, 2025, just like you. There is only one address we don't have a date for, and it's 57 Manorville Road. But for every other number, some it's already available and some it's not.
I'm trying to think what this address is right down here. How about, is around 60 Manorville Road something that's available in that area?
So the addresses that I'm seeing that are available right now are addresses that... Oh no, I'm sorry. All of the addresses in Manorville, they're set for February 1st. I'm sorry, February 1st, 2025. Just
For the
only one
entire
address.
amount of for the
Yes.
entire Manorville Road.
Yes, that's correct. There's only one address that I told you, 56, I said, that we don't have a date for.
That is probably that's pretty close to where I am, I think. It can't be far. But I am like a little private dirt road right off of Manorville, and we have like electric and the other big guy. They come right up a right of way that comes through. So whenever Manorville Road goes, I imagine we would all be avail it would be available for all of us, as you say. You did say for the Shady Glen Road thing that it would be February 1st.
That is correct.
So, okay. Abigail, I thank you very much.
Do you want to sign up for service? Or do you
Oh,
want to wait?
sure. Sure, if you want to do that. And then you're going to contact me when I would be installed. Is that it?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay.
All right. So, are you interested in a specific service? We have the 1 gig available and the 2 gig.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite understand.
Do you have a service that you're interested in?
Regular residential service.
Yeah, we have the 1 gig fiber internet available and the 2 gig available.
The 1 gig would be fine for me.
What about phone line, landline services?
I do everything by just streaming on the net. My TV and my phone, I just I have an Ooma phone. You're familiar with that?
Okay. And do
And
you rent or own the
excuse me?
property? Do you rent or own the property?
I own it.
And the utility wires, is it coming from the pole to your home or is it underground?
It's on a pole to my home.
Okay. And your billing address, is it different than your service address?
Nope, it's the same thing.
Spell your
23 Shady Glen Road.
first name for me, please.
John, John.
And your last name?
It's Podmierski. Podmierski.
Okay, so that's Podmierski.
That's correct.
Email address you'd like to add on file?
Do I what?
Email.
It's Long Home, LawnHome at hvc.rr.com.
So LawnHome at HVC said.
Yep.
All right. Do you have Spectrum now?
I do.
There's a possibility when you do cancel your service with Spectrum, there's a possibility that they would take the email as well. You'd have to let them know that you'd want to keep it on your own, okay?
Okay. I have friends that have switched from Spectrum, and they tell me that their emails still work.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know, just let Spectrum know that you want to keep your email whenever
Okay.
you cancel, okay?
Do you know if
All
there's
right.
a fee for that?
Well, more than likely, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you want to take a second email address?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, it's Long Home also. Long Home 0 at gmail.com.
What's your primary phone number?
Excuse me.
Your cell number?
845-246-3000. 9181.
And how can we contact you prior to installation and any future notifications regarding your account? Phone, email, or text?
Email would be fine.
All right, so we do have a discount where you can get $10 off if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
Okay, are you basically offering me the same program that I'm getting the information on the internet now? I mean, on my email?
Yeah, so it would be $69.
I have it for $69.99 for 2 years with no contract.
That is correct. So to get it for the $69.99, you'd have to do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
Okay.
Do you have your checking or savings account with you now?
I do.
All right. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number.
022-00-0046.
Account number?
0410-896613.
And what's the name on the account?
John P. Podmirsky Jr.
Could you spell your last name again for me, please?
Certainly. PodmayerSky. And then just JR, period.
Thank you. And that's a checking account, correct?
That's correct. Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead. What were you saying?
In my address, do you have the Glen with one N, GLEN?
It's the one that pops up. So all I needed to do was just search for the address. One moment. One N.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And you said that you heard about fiber. You said there was an event in your community?
Well, there was, of course, the word was getting around, but then I talked to a guy from the Kingston office that had a table set up, and it was just, he was just at a in front of a bakery, and he just had a table set up, and he was had his truck, archtop truck, and he was just answering questions for people and taking down names and addresses and, you know, that kind of thing, and explaining any questions that people had.
Oh, okay. Is there anything that a technician should be aware of before they arrive at your location? Do you have a septic tank at the front of the home?
Yes, just thinking for a second, it is between good access and my telephone pole. And the wire is not that high at the pole. I mean, a short ladder, they can climb up there and change it. I mean, it's a short pole, and the wire is not very high above the ground where it goes.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to read you a couple of disclosures, okay?
Okay.
All right. So at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install a drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street prior to the day of reinstallation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we would recommend that our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed before you go ahead and cancel with your current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber, it is the property of Archtop Fiber, and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pre-bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration? Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, no problem. So what will happen is on February 1st. Go ahead.
As I understand it, you folks are going to bring the cable to the pole, and you're going to bring it down, and you're going to bring it into the house and set me up, and then I have to bury the line within 10 days.
Well, not you. The technicians, they'll bury the line.
Okay. Now, are there any charges for any of this?
No. Installation is free.
Okay.
How far away you are from the road?
Yeah, just so then I can direct them to put the cable through the house where other existing cables enter.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
I don't think so.
No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.